My first job there was going in the morning at sort of 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 in the morning, and pushing a trolley with sweets and newspapers and drinks and crisps round the wards. And, you know, all the patients wanted their newspapers, and you'd breeze in the morning at 8 o'clock, so I'd say, morning, morning, and, you know, sell all the newspapers. And it was great fun. And, of course, some of the patients were quite lively and quite a lot of repartee going on. And so that was a very good start, really. And then after, I think it was in 86, the present chairman decided to retire. So I stepped into her shoes. But I didn't want just to be sitting as a chairman at the top, because I'm not a on the pedestal type, you know. I'd much rather work with everybody else. So that's why I did a day a week. And so that was great. I loved it, and interacted with the people who came into our cafe, which was everybody. I mean, you'd get the patients, you'd get the staff, you'd get, you know, other volunteers, and you get the visitors coming in. But, you know, you've got everybody coming in, and you get the same staff time after time, and you'd interact with them. So it was good fun. Good fun. And then if you walked around the hospital and you met them, you know, people would say hello. So it was all quite friendly and nice. And all the volunteers found that and enjoyed it. And not just me. It was a very friendly sort of setup. And the volunteers would come from perhaps being patients or being relatives of patients, and the relatives would want to perhaps give something back. Or we would put in the odd advertisement in the paper. We got some nurses, and it was all walks of life, and it was word of mouth. And I mean, I think there were odd stories of volunteers on the bus, even sort of, you know, how they all talk on the buses up here, or perhaps you don't, but the old ladies, they all get on the bus with their hats and their gloves, and they go tap 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 tap. You know, what do you do? And, you know, perhaps somebody said, oh, I'm a volunteer, why don't you come and join? You know, we were all given these very nice enamel badges, and which the volunteers were delighted to have. Some volunteers would wear them on their tabard, but that wasn't hugely necessary, because you'd already told us, you know, you've got them in here. And some of them would wear them on their coat, travelling on the bus, and that was another thing, because people would say, oh, what's that badge? And that was another way that they heard about us. So they were very nice badges, and that, but our real ethos really was service to the patients first, then the visitors, and then the staff. Mm-hmm. That was our order of priority. So anything we could do to make the patients' lives better, we tried to do, and the visitors, and the staff. But you know, that was that order.
Mm-hmm.
And any thing in the way of the gifts, as I told you, that we used to give, which would make life easier for them all, well, that's again what we tried to do. I sort of swung around and did one or two other things, but mainly in the cafe, because that was the busiest. You know, we opened from 9 till 4, I think it was. And, no, 10 to 4, sorry, 10 to 4. And, you know, it was quite busy. We would generate £500 a day or something. That's quite a lot of money. You know, so it was really busy, queues out of the door, and this sort of thing.